Okay, I'd like to quickly review the sages from yesterday and finish off the disciples' Kiddush. Then we'll move on. Yesterday, basically, we learned two pshat in Sefseika, two hesderim and why we're makel by a Sefseika. The Rashba's reason, because if every Sefseika is rave, is a rave, is rave makula, right, tzedat makula. And the Rambam's reason that every Sefseika remains a Sefik Drabanan. This is the Rambam holds one Sefik, is it Drabanan? So two Sefikas are Sefik Drabanan. The Rambam held that that's why we make one Sefseika. Yesterday we said that the Yeshua learns the Nafkamina between them. If you have a Sefseika with one Sefik if you need that both Sefikas should be 50-50 Sefikas. The Rambam Shita is, in order to make a Sefseika, both of the Sefikas have to be 50-50. You can't take a Sefik that's only a 5% Sefik and create a Sefseika. The Rambam Shita is, and we said that's Taisa Shita, so this, that every Sefseika, you need that each of the two Sefikas should be a bona fide solid Sefik. My Sheikhan of Yeshua said, according to the Rashba, it's enough if the second Sefik is even 1%, so that's enough, as illustrated by the case of the Rekeach. We had yesterday, the Rekeach said that if a woman is pregnant, so there are two Sefikas, one Sefik if it's a Zachar and a Keva, and the second Sefik if it's a Nefil or not a Nefil. So that's, the Rekeach said, that's a good Sefseika. Even though the second Sefik, if the child is a Nefil or not a Nefil, it's not a 50% Sefik, the Rekeach said that that's fine, that's a good Sefseika. So that Sefseika, we said, only L'chayr makes sense according to the Rambam. According to the Rashba, who holds, that only makes sense according to the Rashba, that you don't need both Sefikas should be even Sefikas. According to the Rambam, you need both Sefikas should be even Sefikas, then you can't make a second Sefik, which is not. This is all what we said yesterday. Now, what the Stipler comes along with is basically the slate of the Stipler is to be Mechadesh, that there are two types of Sefikas that exist. There are two ways that you can have a Sefik. There are certain Sefikas which are mathematically Sefikas. You know for certain, because the numbers are numbers in the Bria. They're facts. For example, the Rekeach Sefik. What was the Sefik? If a woman is pregnant, you don't know if she's pregnant with a boy or a girl. And you don't know if her pregnancy is going to be carried to term or if she's going to have a miscarriage. They're numbers. They're numbers in the Bria. In the Teva Bria, children are born 50% male, 50% female. That's in the Metzias HaBria. The tendency is for it to be 50-50. And the Nefel is also in the Bria. It's a fact that whatever percent, 5%, let's say, on the phone. So it's a Sefseika which is provable, mathematically provable. It's a fact. We'll call that a Sefseika al pi cheshbon. A Sefseika which is al pi cheshbon is a Sefseika which we'll call rife. It gives you a rife. There's a second type of Sefseika. And that is the other Sefseika that we used yesterday to illustrate. The Sefseika, a woman's mezana. We find that she was mezana. We have two Sefikas. Was she mezana tachas ba'aymon, or before she was married? Second Sefik, was she mezana ba'aynis, or was she mezana baras? Now, even after you have both Sefseikas, is it a mathematical fact that the odds are she wasn't mezana in a way to make herself usher to her husband? Is that a mathematical fact? No. We don't know. She could have been mezana any which way. She could have been mezana. We don't know what the odds are. We don't have statistics on how people are mezana. Is the mezana tachtav or not tachtav or baratav or bainis? We don't know the facts. There's no Messias in the Bria that 50% of people are Mizana Brian is the 50% of us. Who knows? We don't know the numbers. You follow the difference between the two rites. This type of rite is a rite in Messias, in the facts of the matter. A rite of Yisheshu. This type of rite is a rite what can be called rite Sadadim. This type of rite, when you have a woman, you don't know how she was Mizana. And we said that three quarters, the odds are 75% that everything that she's looked at the husband. That's not a fact. It's just right to God, and right possibilities work out this way. So which right, which sex stake is stronger, this one or this one? Abichezer is a much stronger sex stake. Abichezer is a fact. Know that I'll be right, everything's good. Right to God, it's a mongoose sex stake, but it doesn't carry the clout of the sex stake of Abichezer.
Right.
That can only
be 50-50,
which
that can be much stronger. You don't know the number, but
it
could come out that the
51
is much stronger.
Yeah, it might be. This is 95% also. But Kogman, you don't know. To give a heter, here you're getting a clear heter. Here, it's the lung, it's the sex maker which creates the heter.
Any subject. Something because you don't know about that already. The rest have to treat it as a subject. You don't know it as a subject.
It's true. In Lomdis, it's true. We treat this is also a sex faker. They're both sex fakers. Just in comparing them, this is a stronger sex faker than this. Lamai Nafkamina. The stifler's Nafkamina is, in this rule, that by Tzatik Tumah B'Shus HaYachid, we don't say the Kulo sex faker, which Tzatik brings. Vincent Zalima, that in the Rishus HaYachid we don't say Spek Speka Makula. So the disciple is Mechadish that when this rule that you don't say Spek Speka Makula in the Rishus HaYachid, it's only this type of Spek Speka, Spek Speka of Right Tzedadim. The Spek Speka of Right Tzedadim, that we don't say in the Rishus HaYachid. But a Spek Speka that's Raiv Al Pi Cheshbin, which we can mathematically calculate and feel that there's a cheshbon, that it's right. So the disciple says that type of a sex faker, we would say even Rishus HaYachid. Even when it's a case of Safek Tumah Rishus HaYachid. The disciple adds a Lomdish explanation, but the bottom line, this is his chiddush, that sex faker Rishus HaYachid is lachumra, is only by the Lomdish type of sex faker, where we don't know the facts. But if you have such a strong sex faker, which we can call it right, which we know it's right, okay. We say right. By Safek Tumah Rishus HaYachid, we call us a right, Bakula. So then we do call us a right. So so with that, the stifler makes a chiluk in the rules of Safek Tumah Rishus HaYachid. That's one, that's the nafkamina that the stifler gives.
Is
the Safek Tumah also by
the nose?
Is
that the reason?
No. That Tumah there is not the Safek Tumah Rishus HaYachid. That case of no. Because we don't know the end. It's a rabbi. We have a woman who's a tzaddik. But here we hear it can either be Rishus HaYachid nor Rishus HaRav. A man finds a husband, his wife is Mizana. We don't know Rishus HaYachid or HaRav. Neither. That's not Rishus HaRav. There's a whole rule of stuff which you haven't done. Why it should be different? I understand very well. Because rive is stronger than Sesseka. A real rive, if you have 9 sardeya and 1 sheret, and 1 is pirish, you go back to rive, even Rishus HaYachid. That's the most bad techna. A rive, a real rive, is a fool. You go. Some kinah not right. How can I have right? We always call about the right. We give people misa. Right? Sanhedrin says the guy needs to give a misa. Right is stronger than sex.
They gave this one sheretz that don't equal.
No. The sheretz is pirish from a group of shlatim which were 9 tar and 1 tar. So we call about the right.
And if you don't know the numbers, it's also probably pirish from a group of 9 tar and 1 tar. It just happened not to know the numbers. No.
Well, what, why are you assuming because it's a sheret? In which case, you're going to.
In a regular case, specifically, you don't know the numbers.
In a specifically, you don't know the numbers. No, it's not necessarily so. It's an estimation that we're making.
It's an estimation that isn't part of it also.
Now, your right to Dadin is not a real right. The right to Dadin is not a real right. You can really break down most sakers into more and more sakers. The right to Dadin is more of a chiddush than right, which is mathematical. A mathematical right is a right, something that's very clear. This, it wouldn't be Allah for such sake, or we can rip this apart. We can say, who says you should come up with such sake? So one shaymah, she also has a shaymah. It's a chiddush, no? This type of such sake is a chiddush, and this type of such sake is something that the person can figure out logically on his own. This is not Kamina.
It's not never
a statistical right. Let's regard it, shouldn't say never, it's generally not a statistical right. We don't know if it's possible or not.
It's
a
character.
Excuse me? That's what I want to get. Okay. The reason I'm mentioning the Stifler is because there's another. The Stifler says what I told you till now. Okay? He says the Schilek and Amkanina of Rosh Hashayah. Which Agav, if you look in the Taisus, in Taisus Inami, really Taisus says it. Taisus and Tintalimer. The Inami at the end, Taisus basically says that when it's Karav Levadai, you don't say Safatum Rishasayah. It's Karav Levadai, when it's likely. Which is almost what the disciples say. That the rule of Safatum Rishasayah, if you know it's more than 50%, so we don't say Safatum Rishasayah this time. It should be my type of beast. It fits well to type of second test. The reason I'm mentioning it is I want to answer the din of Sotek HaShakel. Yesterday I mentioned to you is the Prima Gadin's Kasha. He says there's a stira in the Shach. The Shach paskins in Yeridaya that a set sveka, each Sotek has to be 50-50. It has to be a Sotek HaShakel. Each of the two sveikas, the Shach paskins, has to be a Sotek HaShakel. That's how the Shach paskins in Hilchos Taruvos in Yeridaya. That both sveikas have to be Sotek HaShakel. Yet the Shach does paskin like the Rekeha regarding a pregnant woman that she's allowed to go into a pregnant woman who's married to a Kayin, that she's allowed to go into a OLMA. So the Prima Gadin asks that Rekeha is not the second Sotek, is not a Sotek HaShakel. The first Sotek is 50-50. But the second, maybe it's a Nefel, maybe it's not a Nefel, that's not a Sotek HaShakel. So the Prima Gadin says that there's a stira in the Shach. First he says sex sakers have to be Sotek HaShakel. And then he says that by Nefel it's a good sex saker. According to the Stifler. That's right. Because when you're talking about a type of suffix in Lomdis, a suffix of right to Dadim, you know, Hinami, when you're talking about suffix that's right to Dadim, the Shach passes by Taisus, you need that both sakers should be good sakers. Each suffix should be a suffix of Shach. When you're talking about this weaker type of sex saker, which is a Lomdish sex saker, so then the Shach passes, each one has to be a suffix of Shach. The Shach brings down Taisus and Ksuvus. He says this, Taisus and Ksuvus is talking. By this type of sex saker Lomdis. But by a statistical sex saker, where statistically there are chaos tests, where the sex saker works out with mathematically to arrive. So the other Shach is saying that you don't need a Sotek HaShakel. That's a stronger sex saker. And that type of sex saker does not need the second Sotek should be a Sotek HaShakel. Because why should I need it? It's a right. It's a right without. If it's suffix zacha, suffix nikeva, and then maple, that's a right. That's a stronger type of sex. And the type that brings the rekeach, he brings the case of zacha nikeva as an example of his strongest sex. So in the case of the strongest sex, it's enough that it's a small slice. The second suffix doesn't have to be shuffled. But in this case, the second suffix has to be shuffled. And that answers the Prima Gardens cash of Bechayev. We say she could go with Zayaneh because that's the strongest sex cycle, that's a mathematical sex.
And any sex cycle has love, you know, by definition, we don't know what the stream is.
That's right.
So if already stream is once, why is it a big fetish to say that you don't need to us to
because it's a very big the first one I'm not treating as a suffix hashakel. I'm treating it as a suffix hashakel, but I'm not treating it as a 50-50. It's a suffix. I don't know what happened. Two things could have happened.
On even if two things like that, only treating them as a suffix hashakel.
That's true. That's not logical. Of course, I say a chiddush. I don't have to say a big chiddush. Just because I say a chiddush that I'm making.
Once
I'm telling you a chiddush that will make a lot of sex. I'm limiting that to each suffix is a legitimate suffix. Not saying the bigger chiddush that even with the second suffix, no, it's not a legitimate suffix, I'll also be mekel. That much I'm not saying the chiddush. The chiddush that you call about the sex cycle is only with each suffix is suffix shuffle. That's the same. You can't have a kasha that once two. Once you make it there, you're treating it, you have to go by. So he said, yes, that's a big thing.
When he said that you saw the chakra, he's saying like the Rambam?
No. So he's saying, like the Rashba, that you need a, that according to the Rashba, you need a suffix chakra. But only in this type of case. They both have to be a suffix chakra. So you're going according to right tzedadim. So you need, that all the tzedadim should be legitimate sages, 50-50 sages.
So
okay.
Tyson said that we came out of
Tyson's hold
like the Rambam, no?
That's why we came out initially, but we can't say that now. Then halacha we pass from like Tyson, and we don't pass from like the Rambam. So using the cycler, we can understand that it's not going with the Rambam. There's no Rashi. And in this type of suffix, which is a weaker suffix, like you need suffix hashachon both for it to work. The one which is more mistaver, that one is easier.
If the suffix shakar need to be in both stages, in order to be making a suffix hyper, we can have like
it depends if it's a mathematical sex cycle or not. If it's this mathematical type sex cycle, then you don't need it in both. If it's a mathematical, you don't need it in both. As long as you end up with 51%. So shakar means I have no reason to say one more than the other. Taisus talks about, it says I have here to say that a woman, the Mizana, the Ratzin, is Lashli Akavain. If it's a given, but it doesn't happen as much, it could be in the 20th century, it wouldn't be a suffix. Because people are more Mizana, the Ratzin, than Bain. Might be. But that's what Taisus is dealing with. That you can have certain status that are mathematical, but which logic dictates is more, it's more nicer one way than the other. That's what Taisus is talking about. If it's not mathematical, you have to go to suffix hashakel. And now this is all important ideas to have. The Stipler writes, by the way, that after he said this chiddush when he was a young man, and later he found that Reb Chaim Leizer says it, and Reb Shimon Shkab, that they both say the same. This chiddush between a suffix api cheshvin and a suffix of right tzedadim, not just the cyclist chiddush, it would be enough of it the cyclist, but there's more of a makar.
Yes.
Yeah, so legitimate. No, right tzedakah goes towards the sex bank. It doesn't go towards the right. It goes towards the sex bank. If you look at the sex bank and right, so we'll have to deal with each one independently to see if the sex bank has a good effect. In our Gemara, we ask that Lechem Mishaira is not a legitimate sex bank. There's something that the Chol went in. Even if the Chol went in, maybe it ate up all the bread. The Gemara seems to say Lecha L'Shaira is more likely. It's not likely it ate up all of the bread. We had the problem that the second suffix, the suffix maybe it ate up all the bread, from our Gemara it seems that that's not so likely that it ate up all the bread. He said, why is that considered a set seker? The second suffix, the suffix of Lecha L'Shaira, is not likely.
Or it doesn't have a suffix of Lecha.
Well, if that's taken, he's suffix of Shakum and both, we have the cash. And if you hope that's taken, has to be suffix of Shakum and both, we have the cash. That the Gemara seems to say, it's not Mokha, but Gemara seems to say, Lecha Mishaira is usually, holders don't eat up everything, everything's over. So it could be that, I mean, how do you understand? Is it right that a holder will go in? Is that a mathematical thing? The likelihood of a holder going into your house when her face off the bread. Then I would feel safe to say, I can't prove it to you. I would feel safe that even in those days, where they had a lot of holders, that it was, I feel safe to say that it's mathematically unlikely that, it's not just red stuff. It's not likely that a holder came in with bread. Or it's a 50-50, but it's not 51% that the holder went in. I don't think it's the stabber that that was the Matthias, that the holder ran all over the house and broke bread from room to room.
Can you say if people who have mice in the house, how do you say that it was more likely than that they did have
No, you have to remember, we're talking about a holder bringing a piece of bread that's been given out of Kanzaias and leaving it in the other room. You know, I don't think that they used to, you know, look for the sandwich every morning in which room, they put it down one place and they found it in the other place. Could be they did, it's not likely they did. Now, Gemara said that you eat from what a nice house, mouse ate from, kosher l'shicha. I don't think most of the, right of the food they ate, the mice ate from, they forgot everything. You know? Like, it doesn't seem that it happened all the time. If you're comfortable saying this, that it's mathematically 50-50 or better, that the mouse, that the holder didn't bring the food in, then the second suffix doesn't have to be a suffix hashok. Then it becomes the strongest next day. And we can understand that Lecha L'Shaira, as long as it's possible, it ate up some, it ate it up, even if it's, only a 10% chance. But he came, it's good enough for a second suffix. That would explain. The mother is working. No, it didn't change from Avni to Maskana. But because we're saying, sign the Avni to sign the Maskana, that we are not sure if the holder went in, it's a sex taker. Right? Our Gemara is only asking Chazina the Shah. If you saw the mouth go in, that's the Shah of Attack. But if you didn't see it, that would make a lot of sex taker, and that would be all we want. It's not the derech of the holder to eat everything up. It always leaves things, it often leaves things over. But the terrorists is that attack often leaves things over. But things that the suffix in the first place is mathematically on our side, so it's enough. The second suffix, which is just adds a little to it, that's good enough. The Chodah sometimes eat it, that creates a right.
So,
obviously
the Gemara is saying both things.
So in that case, the Gemara is treated as advantage. Treating? The advantage,
it's not.
The Gemara says,
I have no problem.
That's fine, as long as you agree.
I feel very comfortably, you have to realize 50%
on something that you can't be mavara, it's not back to 50%, it could be 55%, it could be 50%. There's certain points where it becomes a clear right, a certain point where it doesn't. I taka, if you want to challenge me, I taka, it's strange to me that Chazal had to have me do chayshish rachoda. They were. But at least that much you have to grant me. That to say mathematically the odds are the holder went in, that I feel comfortable with it. If not, you have to find different terrors. But I feel comfortable saying that it's mathematically 50-50, and then the neighbor, who cares if Lecha L'Shaira is a 50-50 or not? Basically, what I'm telling you is the stipler's Kiddush. It helps for three things. It helps what the stipler's talking about, the Satsumish HaSayachim. And that you have to say. It seems it also enters the Prima Garden's Kasha. In the case of Suffolk HaShakel, that you don't have to accept, that's not what I'm saying, but I think it's very misdaad. The third thing is that L'Chayrit helps for Lecha L'Shaira. If you want, you could not accept it, you could accept it. I'm saying that for me it seems that way. I'm just telling you to listen. If you feel it's not misdaber, fine. But it answers three things. Two out of the three are misdaber. The third also seems to be a dama misdaber. I'd like to move on and touch on the sugi of Ein Safek Maisri Dei Vade. Let's see. We have this new phrase, Ein Safek Maisri Dei Vade. Okay, I think you all heard of it, but probably never got into it before. So let's see this small piece of Gemara. Not so small, but it's short. It's just a kashya parrot. And we'll discuss, what does it mean, Ein Safek Maisri Dei Vade? Ein Safek Maisri Dei Vade, Vartanya Chavar Shemes. You have a chaver. A chaver is a person who does things properly. You know, he always does things to the heroes. The niach b'gur of alei apeis. He left over a pile of produce. I feel like a yayman hariyah mecheskat sukkah. He's a chaver. It's mecheskat that he separates shumas and mice. Yeah, ha ha. The vare tzvim, it was certainly teva. All produce starts off teva. Hani, vare tzvili hani teva. Safik musar, it's a vare musar. It's a safik if he did it. Because he's suffering from Maitimi Deva Adai. So we see that a suffering is Maitimi Deva. So it should prove that suffering is Maitimi Deva. So how could you say that ain't suffering Maitimi Deva Adai in the case of where we know the Chulda took in the bread? You have to keep the half cup. We're going now in the case where we saw a Chulda take bread into a house. So he said, ain't suffering Maitimi Deva Adai. The suffering of the Chulda ate it is not Maitimi Deva Adai. So affecting our wine. You see, we do say Safik Maitimi Dei Vade. So we should say the same thing, that if you see a chulda take chametz into your house, it should be parted from Bedika, because Safik if it ate it or not. That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara has two Rutsim. Hasam Vadai, the Vadai who the Vadai Masri. Chavar certainly takes nice if they're Panina Chazah. Dabra Panina Chazah, Chazah called Chavar Shem, I think that's the other Dabra Shem in Sukkot. You might say, "My suffix is suffix." Who? Dilma Meikara, Amor Delight Feeman. Because who says it was ever tevel? Rabbi Shem Amar, Rabbi Shem Marim, Adam Alpuasi, Machnisa B'Maychmat. They should say a chalas p'tur min amais. There are ways to make produce not be tevel. It's only a suffix for suffix. So this cash and carrot deals with hokas trumas and maisers, which are very important part of the Torah, and you all should certainly learn the Taisusin. But I'm not going to just the main sugya here has nothing to do with Shumas and Isis. The main sugya is the case of the Chulda. So I'd like to discuss with you Ein Safek Maitimi Dei Vade after half cup. I know some of you are going to get confused if you don't remember what we're talking about today. We're discussing the case where we saw a Chulda taking bread. It's a Vada. The Chulda ran into the house with bread. It's only Suffolk of the say Suffolk Layosay. That's the case we're talking about. The Gemara compared that to the case of Trumas and Maisers. Now, what is the case of the Chulda? Okay. Is the case of the Chulda? You did Bedika, you finished your Bedika, right? It's night of Pesach. You finish your bedikah, you feel good about yourself, ready to go to sleep, and you see a chulda run into your house of chametz. You have to bedikah again? You have to do bedikah again? Anybody know? Huh? Hachazina d'shachol chashima. Why bedikah? How do you feel about it? You feel like shooting the chulda, right? You're going to hold it out for a week and you're going to kill it. But the chulda ran into your house with a donut right after you did the bedikah. You walked out of the house, you see a cat take a donut out of your garbage can and run into your house with it. You got to do bedikah all over. That's given. That's a fact, okay? That's what the Gemara says. Why do you have to do it? Because Ein Safek Maitimi Dei Vade. Because the Safek is the cat or the chulda ate the entire donut is a Safek, and if Vade was in the house, so you're in trouble. Okay? Question. Why? Explain to me why I saw an animal run, I finished the dika, I see an animal run with chametz into the house. Now make believe a balabas comes over to you and he says, do I have to do the dika? You say yes. Why? And something might be better. Explain that to me in English. What does that mean? Can someone explain, what does it mean? Why do I have to do the dika? Maybe the chulda ate it. So what's the bar? It's a legitimate topic if it ain't it. But is the bar considered usually? Is that the explanation? That's not even something that you say that. Anybody wants to volunteer the information? Obviously, I'm looking for two types of explanation. Why does it mean Aitzah? I'm going to explain. That's one way to explain it, because our Aitzah is why they died. It's a Chazaka. It's Chazka Sisser. So it's Chazka Sisser, I'm stuck. I have to be the Dubedika. It's Chazka Sisser. It's one way to explain a topic might be day by day. The Cheska system. What's the other way to explain a topic might be day by day? Anybody have a different? How would you explain it? And I'm Aret. Yes, true. Why do I have to do Bedika? How do you explain to him? How do you explain to him why I have to do Bedika? Huh? So you could explain the Cheska system. Or you could tell him, look, it's a sopik deraisa. You might be over by your Rabbi Yamase. You'll come into your house. It's a sopik deraisa. Any sopik might be deraisa. You can't play with sakis. It's a sopik deraisa. You might have chametz in your house. Okay, good, that's all again. Okay, these are two explanations that you could offer. Either the cheska sister, so you're in trouble, or the suffix they rise. My nafkamina, tremendous, tremendous nafkamina. This person did the bika, and he did bitter before the chulda came into his house. So he went, and before anything, he opened up his siddur, he did the bika, then he said, Kol chamira v'chamira dika v'shusei. And he was mevatel all of his chametz, including the chametz that's on his front stoop in this garbage can. He's mevatel all his chametz. He did bittul. And now the chulda came in. Do you have to do a new bedika? It's very negaya, because this is a case which could happen. I want to add news for you. You might think it's never going to happen with a chulda, but sometimes it happens with a 2-year-old. What about the chulda? What happens if you have a 1-year-old kid? And he took a donut, he saved the donut for, you know, for tomorrow breakfast, and he took one of the donuts and he ran in the house with it. Is that the same as a chulda and all the kids? Is that the same thing? You have to show you the whole thing? No, all the kids don't eat the whole thing. So listen, if you did dittle, does this gemara apply or not? So let's see. If you say the reason you have to do dittle, yeah, the reason you have to do a new bedika is because it's something that I shall chumra. So if you did bittle, you're a bottom now. I should be able to be maker. If you say the first explanation, that's the cheska sister, we know this comes in the house. Ain't something like to be made by the cheska sister. So chazak is applied, you make a bottom. So even if it's a rabbanim, even if you did bittle, you would have to do a new bedika. So the question is, if I did bittle, tremendous nafkamina l'maisa. If I did bittul and then a chulda brought a chametz, do I need a new bedika? This question is a machlekes, the two terutzim in Tosfos Kedei. The first Kedei. If you look 3 lines in the end of the skinny lines, Va'imeri, the masnis and the ayri, the shalai bitlai, davidai vadei beraisa. The re in one teret says, Ein sabit maitini de vadai is only by the raisa. He didn't do bittul. According to this pshat in Tosfos, if you did bittul, you're off the hook. You have to do a new bedika. According to Tosfos' second pshat, no. Even if you did do bittul, you still say Ein sabit maitini de vadai. So this machlokes is totally in the tomb. To Ritzim of Tosfos, 2 ways to learn Ein Sopik Maitini Devada. Any question, if you say Ein Sopik Maitini Devada, the Rabbanan, depends on the 2 ways to learn. The first way that Ein Sofer Meitzi Midei Vaday has to do with Chazaka. So that rule of Chazaka would apply even by Drabana. By Drabana, so you'll say it's Chazak Yisura. Second way to learn that it's Al Sofer Derash Machumra, then if you did it, will you have to look? So Halacha Lamayit, this is all it says in the Shar HaMelech. In Hilchos Mikvayos, he has a big Arichos Adin in Sveikis. And there, I think, in what he calls Perek Zayin, he talks about the Ein Sofer Meitzi Midei Vaday, and he spells out that these two ways to learn up our Sugya. Yes. And they're very important two ways to learn the Sugya, because, like I said, it's a tremendous Naftimina. Say Ein Sofer Meitzi Midei Vaday, want to drop on
it? It's your heart.
I'm not to get to that, but today we're talking when it's your chametz, right? The early year is not your chametz. Hope you get to it. You look a little chametz before. But this is a gift. Okay, so I'm a ma'aser. A chulda ran into your house, you did it already, you have to do the bedika, Tali, and the two ma'alchim in our service. So that, you have to do. The Yeshua asks on the Ri, the Shita that's Mekel. The Ri is Mekel. It means the Ri holds that if you did Bittul, you're off the hook. If you didn't do Bittul, you're not off the hook. Someone asked you a Shaila. I saw a Chulda bring Chametz into my house. What's the first thing they ask him? Did you do Bittul? He says, no, you do Bittul. Tough on you, you have to do a new Bedika. So I could say, Yeshua, what would you do?
Right now.
Do Bittul now. What's easier, Bittul or Bittul? Bittul's a lot easier than Bittul. Even in a small part. Bittul is not, it takes a minute. Bittul takes a big job. But it's not Vaday because it's static, it's the Chulda'edus. So let's say I see a Chulda go into my house. So the Ri says, our whole sugya is talking, you didn't do Bittul yet, the Chulda goes to the house, it's a separate Darash L'Chulda. Why don't I do Bittul now? Do Bittul right now. And I'm off the hook, I don't have to bother doing a Bedika. Why do I have my whole sugya here? Just erase the whole sugya, you say, Hachazina and the Shako, you're back to them.
I mean, the whole parakeet,
what?
Enough to
do it. No, you do. That's not true, because Chazal and Misak and Bedika. The only time is by a chulda that the Sofer Kofla said. But that's not true, because if I had done Bittul beforehand, the rehol, that the chulda would come to the word Misaki. So what did I do Bittul before or after? If I just stomped in Bittul, I never did a Bedika in my house, there's all my Chaya Bedika. There's no Shaila. Then it's the Rabbi that's coming to me. Because before Bedika, I had Vaday had come. The Makam Shavanis and Bechamit, we treat that as Vaday had come. By a chulda, the Gemara treats it as a Sofer Shama Achusay. The Shama 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 Achusay, Bittul should be enough. It's a big difference if it's after the Bedika or before the Bedika. If it's before the Bedika,
why can't you do a Bedika?
Which again is a Shastya site. I'd like to discuss these sites. The main thing I want you to know is these sites, and then you'll see that it answers it here also.
If you're closing the house, you need to
be
there. Yeah. But you have to check again. But you have
to check. You have to check. But if it's a chulda, which is Sofer Kofla say, so why do I have to check? It's Sofer Kofla say. The Gemara calls it a Sofer, even though it's usually the Chulda Mishayim. The Gemara calls it a Sofer. Now you follow the Kasha? Follow the Kasha, just do a Bittul, and you're off the hook. Again, by normally you have to do Bedika, because Makom Shavu Nisim Becham, you have to do Bedika. But here, you did a Bedika. Just the Chulda brought it in, Sofer Kofla say, so create a Sofer Drabana. There's a room here today. Now today it's called the rule of the Maharibal. Maharibenwaiv. Known as the Maharibal. And his rule, I'll tell you what it's called, and then I'll explain it in English. The Maharibal's rule is a Sufik Dairaisa. Shendin Galgel with the Rabbanan is the Chumah. The meaning is you have a Sufik Dairaisa and it changes into a Sufik Rabbanan. We go with the rules of Sufik Dairaisa. I'll give you his example. If you have a piece of meat that's a Sufik Trifa. The Sufik is the meat is they were biting the animal and they found certain questions. You have a piece of meat that's Sufik Trifa. That's a Sufik Dairaisa of the Rabbanan. Sufik Trifa, Sufik Raisa. That's the Machmah in the meat. Now, you cook that meat in a pot in your house. Is the pot tray? Of course the pot is tray. Then the Raisa draw bottom. But you cook tray for meat, the Sufik Trifa in a pot. Is the pot also in a tray with your bottom? What's in a tray? It's a Blia pumpkin in the Raisa. If a Blia from the Trifa goes into a pot, so could the Raisa. So if you have Sufik Trifa and you cooked it in your house in a pot, then that pot is now, you're not allowed to use that pot to cook other meat than eat the other meat. That's also Sufik Dairaisa. If you wait more than 24 hours, a pot that wasn't used in 24 hours is called an Inabin Yaita. Minat Taira, any pot that was not used in 24 hours, Minat Taira is kosher. Because we say whatever taste the pot absorbed from the food is not tasty. And keli eina ben yaimai is only asur midrabanan. Any pot that is used, any trace of pot, you go to a flea market and you see a trace of pot there that's been sold, it's been there for the last 2 weeks, nobody used it. Any pot that you see that's a suffix, it's a drabanan. Because a bli and a pot that's more than 24 hours old is a rabbi. That's a meribah. What would be the difference? If I have Sufik Trifa and I cooked it in a pot and it's more than 24 hours afterwards, can I now say, now this pot now, what about the kasher? It's a Sufik to Rabbanan. Because it's a Sufik, is the bli of Trifa that went in, was that new Trifa or wasn't a Trifa? Even if it was trade, now it's Eidah Binyan, it's a Sufik Rabbanan. So maybe I should be able to be Mekel if the 24 hours pass. And the Bliya is now only a Rabbanan. So any case of Sufik trade is tell people save the pots, wait more than 24 hours, and then you can be Mekel. So the Maribal, nothing to it. Because that's a Sufik Dairaisa that was Mizgalgel to the Jatub to be a Rabbanan. When a pot was within 24 hours, it was Sufik Dairaisa. Now, that pot stuck around for more than 24 hours. If it came, an Isser Drabbanan. That Isser Drabbanan evolved from an Isser Dairaisa, and we give it the dinim of the Isser Dairaisa. What's the Svara to that? What's the Svara? And therefore,
why should it change?
Come Dina, so the Kivay Gakol. So come Dina, it had a din of traces, and it remains. It remains with its original status.
You say it's part of that. The only reason something that I will come up is that upon the beginning,
the really bad is something that I will come up. We're going to Allah, we're not going to Allah. We're going to Allah, the something that I will come up. So we're with Dina. This is the Maribal's rule, right?
It's
Klal Malim. Klal to any subject. Any subject.
No,
there is
something
that I wanted to return to the same thing. The word is how you have to be responsible for being around the beyond. Well, let's see. Let's see how we say it somewhere else. Let's talk about our case. You have a chuba goes into your house with a piece of chametz. You didn't do bittul yet. Right now, is that a Sufik Dairaisa or Sufik Rabbanan? Right now, it's Sufik Dairaisa. Vayuva Vayimate. Right now, the older man who went to the Chametz, Sufik Dairaisa. So the halacha is you have to do Bedikah. You're going now to do Bittul. Now, what you're doing is changing the subject of Isa into a drabana by doing dittles. Through doing dittles, you're changing the Daraisa into a drabana. And by changing the Daraisa into the drabana, you want to start saying, Safa drabana with Kula. Say, no, come dina. Because before you did the dittle, it's a subject that the Chuda eat it or not, it's the Paskin, that you can't assume the whole day you have to be dick. Come dina, that thing remains. It's the Paskin, you can't assume the whole day. Now you do dittle. It's a subject of Rabbana, which is Nizgalgal from an original subject of Raisa. You can't say now, subject of Rabbana Lakuba, it's too late. Had you done dittle before the Chuda, you saw Chulda running into your house, you told to wait a minute, and he did Bittul, and then he ran in, you'd be okay. Then originally it was a subject Rabban. But if the subject was a subject of Israel, they're right. So we don't say that. What? The reason is because Kambina means, if you would have asked the Shaila before you did Bittul, the fact would have been that subject, you have to assume the Chulda did not eat it. You're obligated to assume that. Once you're obligated to assume the Chulda didn't eat it, even if you do dittle, you're still obligated to assume the Chulda didn't eat it. Because you already have an obligation on you. That obligation remains. It's first capacity. And once it's first capacity, it remains. Normally, dittle works. Dittle in our Torah.
You do have a problem. It's not a dittle.
It's no problem. What's the problem? The Torah said in Yad Hamid Bar, they do little. They did exactly what Hashem told you. What's the problem? But you can't do little alone. The Rabbanan, you can't do little alone. You have to be deeper. And the Rabbanan, the little's not enough. You have to be deeper. The only way you want to get off the hook on this to deeper is because it's maybe the whole day. You can't go now and say, I'll rely the whole day. It's a very ultra capacity that you have to be gracious to the Buddha didn't eat it. Once you have that stock, you can't drain it by turning it into a drop on it. You have a stock, you have to be afraid the Buddha didn't eat it. Come to you, you can't change it.
That's why I'll operate in a family
case. Anytime
you're going to have it,
the reason I
can't do this one day
down
is because
it's a bad idea. Because they didn't have the Dika, it's a bad idea to see a drop on it. It's not even a question of stuff.
The
Buddha is certainly obligated to the Dika. You watch it from what it is. I don't think it's necessary, but it's accurate. Yeah. Now, this Maribah is an important study. If anybody here wants to have a good kishmak and elam azeh, it's a true mission of Kiva Eidah. A true of Mem Kesh. I hope this will speak it out today, but it's late. It's a shayla that comes up to me very often about a set of dishes, and you don't remember it if it's flesh of the milk. This, you know what it comes up when people don't remember some flesh of the milk? Pesach. Especially young couples who had a Pesach at home and then they go to their in-laws, their parents, and, you know, they don't take out the dishes until 2 years later. And then they forget it's something that's flesh of the milk. So occasionally they yarshin from a grandmother pots or dishes and nobody knows it's flesh of the milk. So what do you do? You don't know it's flesh. So if it's a pot that could be kasher, be kasher. As long as it's China, it can't be kasher. So the Kivega has a tshuva on this, very gishmak, based on two ways to learn the Maribal, two nafkaminas, and both nafkaminas happen to work out in his child. So if you really want to have a gishmak, it's tshuva mem test, the first two sides. But if we start on the next side, it's very gishmak at least on the Maribal. But our component is Yeshua uses that to explain our type. You say what? This is really, I don't know if there's an Eichet Simtzum where the Rabbanan could become a Daraisa. If you can think of Eichet Simtzum, we can discuss it. Usually, something that's Mutim and Atayra, it can't become a Daraisa. It can't become. The truth is, there's only one case it could become. That's the truth of the Kireka. So you're not sure if the pot of flesh is the milk, but it's heter there. If our cook leaves, it'll become a shadow of the Daraisa. You could have to share the Simtzum, but
That, so that has to do with the Jewish Kippur.
Yeah.
It could become a lower interest if you wait for the past 24 hours, it does become a lower interest. It goes from there and but the stake is, it doesn't change. You have to go according to the original case of the stake. That's the better of the case. Let's just start the next Gemara. Stake stuff it might be very big. Vade, Vatanya, I'm ready to read it. Maitha b'shepchotre shal meitzikecha b'rima. Alright, what was the case? It was a woman who miscarried. Shetina nefon abar. She miscarried, so what's she going to do with the fetus? She threw it into a hole. Ba Kayin to hit this by Laydam Zahu in the table. So Kayin took a look to know if the fetus was a male or a female. Right, we're going to get to our sugya. Just why did the Kayin look? Did the Kayin have a right to look? Turn back and I can trouble you. The last four lines of Titus. I may read. The Kayin shy to her. This kind was a shaita. What is a shaita? That doesn't mean that he was a cherei shaita b'kai. It means that he did a wrong thing, right? Right. That the case is that he bent over. It was a question of tuk. And we did. The Taita says cherei shaita. He had no right to do it. How could you possibly have a kain who has the right to be matama? It's irrelevant. A kain is allowed to be matama to his seven kreidim, right? To his parents, his children, brother and sister, or his wife, right? Or his sister, only if his sisters are married. That's no, right. But a kain is allowed to be matama to one of his kreidim. So maybe this kain, maybe it was his baby, it was his child, and maybe he had a right, maybe it was his brother, he had a right to be the family. It's a type of kesha, I think. That still in Naima shall give you to her. Even if you say that it wasn't the shukha's baby, the shukha took her master, how do you say master or female? That's not the right notion, but anyway, her master's wife seated and threw it into the bar. The kayin zeh karavayim, and this was, let's say, the father or the brother. Why? The meaning of the title, kayin zeh ain kayin metamu in the fallen, the dumi doesn't mean like the yinam b'nei kayam. The text says two shots. First shot is a Siddhis Ladina. If somebody's a kayin, and his wife miscarries, he's not permitted to be in the same oil as that fetus, even though it's a child, but there's no hesed. From the fallen, how do you know there's no hesed? There's a custom. Do me God, you might be a nun. Your father and your mother can never be a fetus. But if your father and mother, it's in the lung disease, why your father and mother can be a fetus, right? So, since your father and mother can't be a fetus, so therefore, if you're a child, the only other thing you're a time made is a fetus. Ma'ayin, the kamay haya second shot. Even if you're all the kind is allowed to be in the time of a fetus, kam loy haya the tzayra kamay. Now this Taisus is a very important Taisus. It's a machlokes Shulchan Aruch, the Mishin Ayin Gimel, the Chassidus Kayin. A Kayin loses, loses a father. You're allowed to go to the father's Levaya? Yeah. You're allowed to go to the father's Levaya, it's a shame. Is a Kayin allowed to be in the room with the dead body of his father, but it's not the Levaya? That's all about a kohen lay alone his father died in the house. And he's not needed to tzarech hanei. He's not needed to any tzarech of the nei. But for the levaya, he has to go with kavod hanei. The levaya has to go with kavod hanei. Now, the kohen, the father died in his house. And they call up the son, they say, your father died, he's in the house. He'll have to go into the house. But there's no tzarech for the nei. What? So Tais is here. Now the fact that he's Tamei anyway is not a heaven for Kayin. Because we're all Tamei. A Kayin once went to somebody's Levaya, his father's Levaya is Tamei. A Kayin is not allowed to go into an Ayala Meis, even if he's Tamei anyway. And if he's an Ayala Meis, he has to run out. Right? He spoke out the other day, he's got to jump out the window. The question is, he's undressed, he gets dressed. I is Tamei anyway.
A kohen is not allowed to be an ayel ha'nei. If you're allowed to go into an ayel ha'nei, shemayis tayrach his karis, shulchan aruch it says that the amekim and the amekirim, it's machlekes rishayim. And the Gra says that yesh machmirim. The Gra says kohen is struck in that tefah merav. This Tosfos is the only Makos of the Chumrah, where Tosfos says that it has to be with Tzarech HaNei. If it's not with Tzarech HaNei, it's awesome. That is this Shita Tosfos. Tosfos holds that there's no hefet. Lemaisa, it's the Machlokes HaPosekim also. If a person could be Nekel, it has to be Machmir. Bottom line, I think the minig is to be Nekel. I think the Ramah says Haminig Lahakel, but there are Achleinim, including the Shach, who are Machlekes the Ramah and the Shach. I'm sorry, I said it wrong. The Ramah is the Machmir, and the Tosfos and the Shach is the one who says to be made. Ramah is the Machmir, Shinai Gimel Tefei, and the Shach is Meiko. Lamaisa, if somebody wants to be Nekel, Yesh Layami, it's not a lot of stuff. I show from Tafsir Bakula. But, B'nai Aliyah, who know the Halach, try to be like the Kalashis. They try to avoid it. So it is Lamaisa, the Machwaita is based on this Taisis. It's not so clear the Raya from Tosfos, because is it clear that Tosfos is not clear? It's not that clear, I'll tell you why. Because even if a kohen is allowed to be metame, it's only until burial. If the burial, there's no machlokes. A kohen is not allowed to visit his father's grave. But my metame, he's on the other side. He can go to his father's grave. If he has to become Tameh, he could stay, he stands outside the tent, or outside, or far away from it, but he's not going to walk up to his father's grave. As a matter of fact, even by the Leviathan, if a Kohen goes into the Beit HaKodesh, as soon as they throw one shovelful of earth on top of the coffin, he's got to leave. The Psalm told me that when his father was Nifter, he had a Shiloh, he should go into the Beit HaKodesh, so they would get Ramesha. Ramesha, he could go in. And as soon as they throw one shovel full of earth on the grave, you have to leave. So the son came to say, Kaddish by the text. You have to leave the Kvarah. Once it's Nikvar, once it's a Kvura, the Kvarah has no right to be there anymore at all. The Aruch HaShulchan says that our Tosfos is not even a Raya L'Chumrah. Because this staple already had a Kvura, it was already thrown into a bar. It already had a Kvura. So then, if it's not with Tzarek HaNeis, Tosfos says he can't be in the town. But it's no raya that before Kvura that you can't be in the town. It's Aruch HaShulchan's time. No raya before Kvura. Now, that's what I don't understand. Why did he do this with Kvura? If he was good thrown over it, he couldn't have seen anything anyway. So I don't know exactly if Aruch HaShulchan's time is not a strong time. But anyway, you should know that these innocent 5 lines, 5 words in the bottom of the page, you know, you take a yellow highlighter and highlight it because it's a big Nachkanino Medina. And like I said, the Ikra did it to be Nekel, but people who are made Lahakmir into these items. Alright, tomorrow this is coming to the end of the day.